Gareth, you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey.
Took you long enough.
I know. You know, just because I'm part millennial, part borderline, doesn't mean I understand technology.
I think the borderline took over today. Have you been?
Good, you?
I'm good. I've been traveling. Great. Spent the week in Egypt. Yes. Looking after our podcasts and listeners. So for the first episode, we had some interesting mix of listeners.
An interesting mix, meaning?
So people from Italy, the UK, the US, Switzerland, which was really pretty cool to see.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Yes, and we're finally on Apple Podcasts.
Amazing. Yeah, I would insert a sound of applause right now, but
I will post-edit.
We can do that. Yeah.
As I do all the heavy lifting.
I made the logo.
you made the logo, yes. The logo makes up for everything. Cool. So tell me about your week. What are you planning to do for the holidays?
Not a lot. Because on Monday, I leave for Singapore.
Cool.
Yes. So, but I found out yesterday. So that gives me all of
yesterday
4 days.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yes, so we're recording on Thursday, and you are going to listen to this on Monday morning.
And so I shall be in the air flying to Singapore by then.
That's so cool. Are you excited?
Yeah. I've never been there before, so...
No way!
Everyone's so surprised by that. Maybe it's because they just assume that I've been to every single country, I guess.
No, it's just like Singapore is one of the most prominent countries in Asia, and it's very westernized and very modern, and a lot of people have been to Singapore, Gareth. I'm sorry to tell you that.
Yep. I think I just fly straight past there on the way to, like, China, the Philippines, Australia.
You love it. You love it. It's really good. It's really, really nice. And there's such a mix of culture over there. It's really refreshing. So it's really cool. Don't chew gum.
No, I've heard about this as well.
Yes. Please stop chewing gum. Yeah.
And I spoke to one of my colleagues out there saying, you know, what's the weather going to be like? Thinking, do I need a jacket, that kind of thing. And she's like, yeah, bring a jacket for the office because it's everywhere is set to about 14 degrees Celsius, that is, for our American viewers. And then viewers, listeners.
Listeners.
You know what I mean? So used to doing YouTube.
This is going to be a video podcast.
Yeah. otherwise, she was like, yeah, it's 32 to 36 degrees every single day. And I'm kind of going, how does that even work? We'll see.
It's also extremely humid, so enjoy.
This is going to be great for me then.
Do you like humidity?
No, I hate humidity. I'm always, even when it's like -2 in Switzerland, I'm still quite warm. So,
So you're going to be using your jacket indoors?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll look forward to, like, are you going to take like nice pictures of, I know you like photography, and you are a photographer. You don't just like photography. But you only take photographs of people. So are you going to do landscapes over there? Because it's really gorgeous.
Yeah, this is the thing. I'm kind of, you know, I haven't got that far in my thinking. I haven't actually booked a hotel yet. So
I just want to pack.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I need to book the hotel first and then figure out what I'm going to take with me. But yeah, I'll probably take a couple of cameras with me as well. So
cool. So we look forward to the pictures. We put them on the podcast page so that it doesn't, you know, ruin your photography page. Instagram page, that is.
What do you mean by ruin it?
not ruin it, but just like, you know, like on Instagram, the aesthetics are everything. So you need to keep the identity of the page and make it look like similar and the same color palettes and things. So it'll change.
Yeah, true, true, true.
True, true.
So how is Egypt?
What else? Egypt is good. I've been actually working all of the better part of the week, so I haven't really been out yet. But I'm living in my parents' house right now, and my sister has a son and a daughter, and they are amazingly cute. So that was the most fun that I had all week, just playing with the kids.
Great.
They're really, really cute.
I heard one of them on a call the other day.
Yeah, and then when I described, because it was just you on the call, right? So I was just...
No, there was quite a few people.
Was there?
Yes.
So I thought it was just you. So then I described, like, he's been doing, like, he's not being polite and he's speaking over the phone and I'm in the middle of a call. And then he's, like, surprised out of his mind. He's like, how are you doing this? And then he stopped talking. So that was really cute. That was funny. That was funny. But sometimes you got to scare the kids.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why, but every time I think of him, I just think of the little kid dancing on Facebook to the music.
He's anti-dancing. He doesn't dance. Oh, he just doesn't dance. And he says, I was like, come on, dance. And he's like, no, I'm not a girl. I was like, boys dance too.
That's amazing.
He just does not dance. He's very macho at 7 years old. So that would be an interesting ride with the skin. His little sister loves dancing. So she was dancing yesterday to Ariana Grande. So that was very cool.
Is that cool?
Yep.
Is Ariana Grande cool?
For kids, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's got some good music this year. Come on.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, I think the music conversation is something that we probably shouldn't have. So.
No, we should, because I can... No. I can stand my ground on the music conversation. We should. I think it's important to appreciate good music, whatever genre it is, and not because it's someone that we think is not cool, that then it's not good music.
No. So, something that somebody said to me once when I was probably like 16 and just playing guitar and that kind of thing. Another guitarist that I was talking to, I was just like, you know, so what bands are you into? And he's like, I don't really like bands. I just like songs. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I didn't really understand it. But for me, that's kind of one of the most profound things that anyone has ever said about music. And I'm just like, that is so true. You know, forget about the brand that comes associated with a brand or an artist. Like the music, the actual song itself, is that good or not? And I'm not afraid to admit this, but as much as I don't like Justin Bieber, he has released some good music.
Excellent. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I think I just said that.
You just said you like Justin Bieber. Yeah. Okay, and that's on record.
Well, no, I didn't say I like Justin Bieber. I just said I like some of his songs.
So which song? So the recent ones are really good.
Yeah, yeah. His more recent stuff is better. But I mean, you know, it's kind of, he, you know, isn't somebody that I would actively go out and look for. And I'm assuming that he didn't write the music either, but there's a couple of tracks that he sounds quite good. Well, not he sounds good, yeah. But the song is actually pretty good. So,
yeah, he also is very talented, by the way. I just discovered that last, like, a couple of years ago. With that song, My Mama Don't Like You, that's a really good song.
Yeah.
It's actually Ed Sheeran's. He wrote that one for him. Do you know that?
So Ed Sheeran wrote it for Justin Bieber?
Yes.
So why is Justin Bieber the talented one?
No, I mean, like, the song, it's his voice and the way, the performance.
I'm messing with you.
No, it's okay. You know who I really like, and I feel so bad about liking that person? because he's only 20 and I'm so much older than him, and I feel like Shawn Mendes.
When you say like him, you mean like his music or your...
Oh, like the music, like the music. Come on.
Or your,
like,
but... or your cougaring over him.
No, I'm actually standing, not cougaring. So like I'm a really big fan of Shawn Mendes, and it's like, it's ridiculous. The guy's 20 years old. He was 19 when I discovered him. So, but still it's like, oh, this is like, he's so young. But the music's really good. So I just really understand that you should really like the music, not the songs.
Yeah.
Not the bands. I think we are asleep, both of us, today.
Yeah, it's pretty early. I mean...
It is early. Because you are traveling, my friend. So we have to get this in for listeners, not viewers.
Yeah. How are we going to do this with the time difference next week? Where are you traveling next? Are you traveling to the US at any point?
Da-da-da-da. I'm going back to Basel and I'm there for an entire month. I'm so excited. I'm not traveling for a month.
I love this because you're traveling back to Basel. You're going to be there for a month, which is probably the longest time you've ever been in Basel in the last 2 years or so.
Yes, exactly.
I'm going to Singapore for at least a month. So, yeah, it's almost like you're going back to Basel and they're shipping me out because we can't be in the same place together.
I think so. So we're too much for one city to handle.
I like that. We just we'll roll with that one.
That's so funny. So I listened to our first podcast in the airport, and it was just so funny. I was just smiling ear to ear, just enjoying the things, and I was just like wondering, was it really that good, or do I just like the sound of my voice talking? And the fact that we're just friends, just speaking about things that we like. So I would like to listen. I would like to hear from our listeners about their input. So please message us on Instagram.
I think that the first episode was great because it's almost like, you know, they're a podcast based around a particular theme, which I get. And I get that is, you know, how podcasts work. But for me, it's almost kind of like, actually, we're hanging out. We want the listeners to hang out with us.
Exactly.
And, you know, wouldn't it be great if, you know, we were talking about something and people were like, oh, wow, yeah, that's exactly what I've been thinking. And then, you know, once we start getting other people on the show and that kind of thing as well, then, you know, we expand everyone's friend circle so that we're all hanging out together.
Exactly. That's what I'm looking forward to doing. And who do you think should be our first guest from our dear friends?
First guest. I'm thinking maybe we could get someone like Max Rhine.
Who's that?
He works in the on the floor below me in the office. I'll introduce you to him. Really funny guy.
What are
you doing over there?
Our neighbors are renovating, so I think.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just creating a table or something as you were doing the podcast.
No. I think it's going to be really irritating, but please bear with us. It's going. Think of it as ambience.
Amazing.
That's so funny. I really can't stop them as well for an hour. Okay, so I have a really funny story about Max, and I hope he listens to this or doesn't listen to this. I don't know which is better. So Max sent this enormous email about someone's birthday, right?
Yeah, that's Max I'm talking about.
Okay, fine. So I don't know Max, and I don't know that person who has a birthday. And this huge, like, he made this huge deal about the birthday. And the person's turning 40, and then this is amazing. And please participate in the gift. And I was like, I don't know the person, and I don't know Max. Who are you people? And then you've seen the amount of emails that he sent about this.
Yep.
Right? So then I started like not looking at the emails because I know like I don't know both people. That's such a nice gesture, but I'm just gonna go on with my life. And then yesterday he sent this invitation about a handover for something, and I was like, "What the hell is this?" So I email him and I said, "What is being handed over exactly?" And then he's like, "Oh, refer to my previous email. It's a fake invitation for the birthday." And I'm like, "Oh my God." It's like, "I'm sorry, Max. I will not be attending. Thank you." So that would be funny. No, that was like really weird. And I sent it to Charbel as well. Do you know these people? And he's like, "No." I was like, "Who is this? And who is that?"
I think the funniest part is that you do know Max. You've met
Do
Max.
I?
Yes.
Oh, I think I might have had lunch with Max. That's so horrible.
Which is going to be really, really bad when he listens to
When
this,
he hears this, yes.
and Tina doesn't remember him, but
Is Max the person doing the Instagram for CH?
yes.
Oh no. But his picture doesn't look like him.
So you do remember him.
Oh no, I do. That's what I felt it was him. So that
Amazing.
reminds me of another thing that's ha been happening to me. So every now and then I have calls with Canadian people.
Just
And then
random Canadian
just
people. Every
so
few days, I just
every
have calls with Canada.
No, yeah, you know what? I look at the yellow pages of Canada and I just fix
Did you ever used to do that as a kid?
Oh,
Maybe not.
never, never, and I
Yeah.
still don't understand. Have you?
Well, not, we didn't use to pick people out of the phone directory or anything like that. We just used to dial random numbers.
Oh, I have never done that. I was a good kid. So, what are nice stories about this?
Probably not for the podcast.
Oh my God,
So,
no.
I'll tell you another time.
No, then definitely for the podcast.
Sorry, I've kind of made you digress onto something else. You were saying.
Oh, okay. Very smart way to get out of this. So, anyways, we'll come back to it. Don't worry. So, anyways, so every now and then I have business meetings on calls, video or no, not video, teleconferences with Canada. So people that I work with but are from Canada. And then they like welcome me so well. And it's like, "Dina, that's so nice to see you again." And sometimes even if I exchange emails, it's like, "Oh, so good to see your name." And I'm like, "Thank you so much. It's great."
Because
And I have
Canada.
no idea who they are.
Yeah, but it's Canada.
No, but like they're like picking me out of the whole meeting to just explain how amazing I am and how great it has been to work with me before. And I was like, "Yes, thank you." And then everybody's super impressed in the meeting with this amazing person, but I just have no idea when I have interacted with them before. So it was just, I feel really bad. And I hope they don't listen to this.
You're gonna feel worse when
When they listen to this, when
when they
Max
listen to
listens
this,
to
yeah. When Max listens to this and Canada listens to this.
Oh, shoot.
Although I have had
But
a
Max, you're amazing. You're amazing. He really is amazing guy, and he's such a nice guy.
yeah,
And
no,
I
he's
will
really
come to
cool.
the birthday. Yes.
Yeah. It's not his birthday though.
To the other person's birthday. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thinking of what you just said there, I remember being in, I can't remember if I was in Stockholm or Zurich, and somebody that you work with very closely, I thought had come down to the bar in the hotel that we were staying in, and I remember waving, saying hello. He kind of looked at me, waved back, smiled, and then walked off. And I was just like, that's a bit odd. Normally he's like, really chatty and that kind of thing. I was like, oh, maybe he's got like a meeting or something. And then I'm checking my phone. I have an email from him saying that he's not arriving until tomorrow. And
He
then I
was like,
realized that it
"What is
wasn't
he up
him.
to?"
It was just somebody that looked very much like him. And then all I kept thinking was, I need to leave the bar quickly before the guy comes back and then starts asking me, how do we know each other?
So funny. That's so funny. I once went and said, hello, I came back because I was on holiday. And then the person was like, yeah, good for you. And that was a very, very senior person in the company that I thought was someone else. And then she's like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought you were someone else. And the woman was like, I can't believe you. But then she's like, she smiled awkwardly and left. And wow. I wanted to kill myself. That was not good.
Wow.
Yeah, I do that a lot. I forget people a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we're only a few minutes into the podcast and you've forgotten a lot of people already, like the whole of Canada, for instance.
The whole of Canada.
Yeah, that's quite a large population, you know. Like, what, 23 million people or something.
Oh, my gosh. There's this Egyptian friend that I have now. He's now my friend. But I've met him like 3 times. And every time I meet him, I just go introduce myself and I say, hi, Dina. And then they're just like, we've met before. I was like, amazing. I can't remember. So he's really funny. And now it's his wife. So when my other friend talks about his wife, and I was like, who is this? And she's like, she's his wife. And I was like, oh my God, I can't remember these people. Something, it's not them, it's me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I didn't want to say it, but yeah, definitely.
I just wanted to say it the other way, but then it's like the truth came out. oh my God. So I want to go back to the phone calls that you used to make as a kid to random people.
No. It wasn't me as such. There was like a group of us. But yeah, it was quite funny. So,
how old were you?
Pretty young, like maybe 11 or 12.
Okay.
So, you know, we were still connected by a wire to the phone.
Exactly. And people couldn't tell where you're dialing from, so that was also good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we didn't have like caller ID or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there wasn't anything really serious, I don't think, but... Some of my friends did take it a little bit too far. There was actually a really, and I remember this clearly because it was like one of the first things that went viral on the internet when the internet was first created, mm-hmm. you know, during the days of dial-up. you just don't know the struggle. There was a caller that... called somebody up and complained about this other guy's daughter coming around to his house and kicking his dog. And if you haven't heard this, you need to check this out. It goes on for a long, long time. And the other guy is just not hanging up and they're just getting more and more angry at each other. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's funny. So it's a prank.
It's a prank call, yeah. But it's very funny. It's like one of the earliest... kind of prank calls. If we can find the link, we can put it on below the podcast.
You can't put it below the podcast. You can put it at the end.
At the end.
Did you? Which reminds me, did you listen to the Harambe song?
Yes.
What did you think? That was
just.
Okay, I'm just gonna stop. What did you think, Gareth?
Definitely smoking something then. I mean, that was a whole other level of weird than I thought it was going to be. When you first said this, I was like, oh, that's either going to be very amazing or just very wrong. But no, it blew past all of my expectations in terms of weirdness. I don't understand why that was a thing.
Exactly, like even if he was smoking something like while recording, but was he smoking something while releasing? Like, this is ridiculous human. I saw pictures of your Tesla.
Oh, I was going to do like a big kind of announcement of that, and you just stole my thunder.
That's fine. I can remove that and edit, or leave it.
Yeah. So yes, I'm getting a Tesla.
Yay!
Yeah. You can hear Dina's excitement about Tesla. But I went for a test drive last weekend, and I've been looking at one of these for months, and I was kind of I'm very much into like my cars and the noise they make and that kind of thing, but there was just something about that particular car which was amazing. I will stop there, because otherwise I'll just go on to this whole thing around Tesla. Not that I'm a fanboy, but actually a very good car.
No, judging from your social media, I can tell that you're in love. So
this is actually the first new car that I bought ever.
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 There's nothing that beats that feeling. Nothing.
I've never bought a new car in my entire life. I've never understood the kind of the thought process behind it. I'm like, well, if I buy something that's like a year old, then you know, you get it a lot cheaper. So but for this particular car, I was like, okay, this is kind of a good idea.
I think it's a wonderful idea. You're going to really love this car.
Yep. I've already planned trips in it. I'm not getting it. Actually, the worst thing is, because it's a Model 3 and they have they've had production issues and delivery issues with Model 3s. So when I ordered it, the guy said to me, well, actually, because they ship them all, make them in the US, ship them over here for assembly and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
When I ordered that car, he's like, we actually have like a couple of those in that exact specification.
Cool.
That are awaiting delivery. So if you want one of those, you can have it next week. I was like, oh, that would be so good. But because I'm leaving for Singapore, or at the time I was kind of like, I might be leaving for Singapore, I'm not sure. Yeah, I have to wait until June. So yeah, I can't get it until June.
When do you come back?
So I'm supposed to come back. I come back at the end of May and then fly straight out to the UK for a friend's wedding. Mm-hmm. And then I fly straight to Chicago from there, for a meeting. And then I come back at the end of that week. So kind of beginning, middle of June type thing.
So perfect. So just in time to get the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this I think that's fine. There's no point in just receiving the car and just leaving it in the garage.
I know, but I like the instant gratification of buying something and having it, you know?
But that's Switzerland, you know?
Yeah. But I think that's the thing, because, you know, here e-commerce is not hugely popular, I don't think. But it's like one of those things that if I buy something, I expect it to be there like the next day or in my hand straight away. I don't know.
So when I moved here the first time I moved here, I wanted to get a Samsung microwave. And the only way that I can get the Samsung microwave, after reviewing all the microwaves, ovens, was to order it. So I went to the shop and ordered it. And they said, okay, we'll deliver it in 14 days. So I had to wait 14 days for a microwave oven. Yeah, so this was funny.
I actually recently had the same thing with a... I stopped using my... MacBook Pro, bought an iPad Pro, and I do all my video editing and photo editing on there now. And
soon to be podcast editing too.
Maybe podcast editing in the future.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
But the biggest thing there is that you can't just plug a hard drive into it and use the hard drive. Mm. You can take files from a hard drive, but you can't put them on there. So I found a device that allows me to use whatever hard drive that I've got. And lovely. This is kind of, yeah, this opens up the iPad to something completely different. But
to put and receive.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, amazing.
Exactly. And because I work with like large photo and video files, this is mm-hmm. Really, really handy. I went to order this on a very well-known e-commerce site in Switzerland. which is the only place that had them. And the delivery was something like 3 months.
Oh my God.
So I
Oh
was kind
my
of like,
God.
so I think I ended up ordering it on Amazon, flying back to the UK.
No way.
And then picking up. Well, I say I flew back. I didn't fly back. My girlfriend was flying back. So she picked it up and brought it back for me. But yeah.
Well, thank
And it
God for
was,
girlfriends.
yep. That
Yeah,
took like
that's
a week.
they come in handy. Yes, that's really good. I mean, yeah, delivery is a bit slow.
There is something that I really wanted to talk to you about because I don't
Tell
know if I've
me.
mentioned this before. So, being a big fan of Reddit, which is what I like to say is the birthplace of anything that hits the internet, one of my favorite subreddits is a Reddit called Shower Thoughts.
Yes, you mentioned that you wanted to add this as a segment, and I love it. So, cue
Oh,
shower music.
so you've looked at it already.
No, I didn't look this at the subreddit. I thought, it's like, what an interesting segment. So, here's to our new segment, shower thoughts.
Some of the things on this are mind-blowingly amazing that you kind of go, why have I never thought about that?
Yeah. Like what?
My favorite one from today is you can't stand backwards on stairs.
You can. You can't
No.
sit backwards. Oh my God, you can't. Oh, that's so cool. Oh my God, you really cannot. Oh, that's smart.
See?
That's really smart. That's so smart. Okay, what else? Oh, these are good.
Okay, let's have a look. The difference between a love hug and a bro hug is two slaps on the back.
Okay. That's also very macho. So this is if like two guys are hugging each other.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a guy, though, does it? You can, like.
Okay. No, but you can't like if a guy and a girl are hugging each other, you can't really tap them on the back, can you? With a bro hug?
I mean, you can. I've got, like, female friends that I might tap on the back just.
Okay. What else?
So, if you host a ninja party and nobody shows up, it was a success.
This is like a joke. Do-dum-dum-tsh. What
Your
else?
body is just an advertisement of your DNA.
Oh, that's really cool. Mind blowing. Yes, mind blown. Psh.
There is one that I saw the other day, and I can't find it now. For me, this was something that I was kind of like, oh, why did I have to read that? So, this has prompted a mass discussion on that particular post. But so, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm kind of worried about the zombie apocalypse, which will happen at some point. Dean is afraid of things like flying and. Have I never told you this before?
But yet you don't watch The Walking Dead.
That's why.
Oh my God, The Walking Dead is amazing.
But it's too close to
Amazing.
reality.
No, it's not. That's the one thing I can watch. That's the one horror thing that I can watch. Like vampires and zombies, I'm good. Doesn't bother
Zombieland.
me at all.
Oh, so
Anyways, zombie
yeah,
apocalypse is so funny.
that's not fun. I mean, this
I'm
will
sorry.
happen. I don't know whether
Okay.
it will happen in our lifetime or not, but this is bound to happen at some point.
Okay, and then what's your favorite zombie movie? Or you don't watch any?
No, I do. So I have lots, and I used to watch lots of B movies as a kid. Does
Yeah,
the
I think
term B
that's the
movie
thing. That's the
work?
thing. When you watch these things as a kid, then you believe them.
No, it wasn't about belief and that kind of thing, because I was never afraid of, I was kind of afraid of the idea of a zombie, or, and the thing about zombies is that one zombie is fine, but when there's like millions of them, then that's a problem. The thing that really changed my entire concept of my fear of zombies was the film 28 Days Later. Have you seen that?
I think I did. No, I'm not sure. Let me Google that.
Okay, so basically, up until this point, zombie films had been about, all of these zombies were like moving around slowly, chasing after you, kind of Shaun of the Dead style type zombies. So the big fear of this was the amount of numbers of them. In 28 Days Later, they changed this into something called the Rage Virus, which is which kind of zombifies the nation. Some guy wakes up and he's just like, "Where is everyone?" So there aren't millions of zombies, but they're very, very fast and they're very aggressive, which
And
is,
they're still intelligent.
I'm not entirely sure
No?
about that, but they're
Okay.
just very fast and aggressive and want to eat you.
Okay.
So I think it was that, just having zombies that can move that fast was kind of, I never really thought about this before. So anyway, I'm digressing. There's plenty of very, very good zombie films, including Zombieland. If you haven't seen that, that's probably one of the best zombie films I've seen. And not just because it's got Emma Stone and Bill Murray in it, but
Emma Stone had a zombie movie.
yeah,
So I'm
you.
Google I Googled now, and like all of these the all of the movies related to 28 Weeks Later are
No, 28 days
very,
later.
sorry, 20, yeah, I watched
28
28.
weeks later is different.
Oh, it's,
28
this
weeks is like the sequel.
okay, but 28 days later, so 28 weeks later is linked to 28 days later. So, but anyways, all of these movies that are linked to this, to these kind of movies are look very disturbing. So I'm not gonna watch those. It's
You
only
need to
World
watch
War,
28 days later.
World War Z. That was weird.
Yeah, have you seen that?
Yeah, I have seen that. Have you seen that?
I've seen that, but I also read the book beforehand. And when they turned it into a film, I was like, "Oh, wow, this is going to be kind of crazy." But yeah, it's kind of cool.
You know what I loved? Okay,
No,
go.
go.
Oh no, now I can't remember the name. You go, and then I'll try to remember
So what I
the
will say is that,
name.
there are plenty of very, very good zombie films, but Zombieland, if you haven't seen that, you have to watch that. It's kind of a comedy type zombie film, but it does give you very good insights into how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
So does The Walking Dead.
Yeah, not entirely sure. I mean, Resident Evil,
No.
you could say that that was a good example of how to survive, but
Is that a zombie movie? I haven't watched Resident Evil because that's too scary to watch, so I didn't watch that one.
really? That's not scary at all.
Definitely. It's not. The
No,
poster itself is scary.
it's not scary. I mean, like, Mila Jovovich is just out there
Yeah, that's not
kicking ass
scary to
everywhere
you,
else.
of
No.
course.
But no,
So go
Zombieland,
back
you
to
have
the
to see.
Reddit. Okay, go back to the
Yeah. So
Reddit story.
there was a post on Reddit the other day that said something like, and this is on Shower Thoughts, the subreddit as well, that said something like, everyone's worried about the zombie apocalypse, but nowhere, like no one mentions about the effect that mosquitoes would have in that type of situation.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, and now. That's exactly my reaction, and I was kind of panicking about this for a good few hours, but panicking so much I just choked myself. But
Glad you coughed because I've been trying to cough for the past 10 minutes now, and I just didn't want to.
I mean, you can cough and just.
No, it's okay.
You can't keep coughing, though. That's...
No, I'll just edit this out as well. And then I'm going to leave all of this in so that people know the real truth.
Yeah. There's no... I don't know how you would... how you'd kind of refer to it in audio. I was going to say there's like no photoshopping here, but... What do you call that? Audio, photoshopping for audio?
Audio shopping? Editing. Audio sound shopping. Editing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's like a real term for it.
Yeah. Maybe let's... Yeah, I wanted to tell you, but like the one I really liked, the movie, The Maze Runner.
That's a zombie film?
Oh my God, the first one was amazing. Really good. Then the second and the third one turned into zombie films, and they were like really stupid. So it was just ruined the story.
So hang on a second. You went on by saying the zombie film I really liked that I wanted to tell you about was The Maze Runner. And I'm like, that's a zombie film? You're like, yeah, the first one was really good, but then they turned it into a zombie film and then it became terrible.
No, it's not what I really meant. So what I meant was the first one was great. Then it turned into a zombie film, which hence the segue. And then they were not amazing. So I guess zombie films ruined The Maze Runner for me.
Well, what is your favorite zombie film?
I think, okay, this is very pop culture. I Am Legend was really good. I really liked it with Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah. That's a millennial thing, I guess.
I'm not sure that it is, though.
It is not? It's just bad taste.
So the way that I look at I Am Legend...
It was a good movie.
It's not bad.
Did you know that in the abandoned Times Square in that movie, there was a poster for Batman versus Superman?
Was there?
There was. And it was before the movie was even released. I mean, before it was even an idea.
I mean... Batman vs. Superman was like a comic as well, though, so...
But it was just really cool, so that was the...
But the thing is, I Am Legend is like a Americanized version of 28 Days Later.
Okay.
So if you liked I Am Legend, you will probably like 28 Days Later.
Okay, I'll watch
The that. Difference is that there's no CGI involved in 28 Days Later.
Then where's the fun in that?
Well, when you see London completely empty, they actually filmed it in London when it was completely empty.
When was London completely empty?
They started filming at like 4 o'clock in the morning, as soon as the sun came up in the summer.
Yeah. Okay, I promise I'm going to watch this and tell you about my experience.
Speaking of watching things, on the last episode, you said about watching You.
Yes, did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you finish it?
No.
I'm so proud of you. What did you think?
I'm probably, I think, 5 episodes in.
Ah, then you're hooked. Okay.
It's pretty freaky.
It's really cool. Yes, I know.
So the guy that plays the main character in that, and when I was kind of like first watching this, I was like, oh, this is kind of weird. It's a bit like Black Mirror crossed with Dexter. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch Dexter?
Just like a couple of episodes. I really didn't get into it.
You should watch it again because it's very...
I think I should.
But as I was watching this, all I kept thinking was that the main character guy, he reminded me of the guy that plays Superman, but like a boy version.
Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a skinny... a skinnier... boy version of Superman.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Yeah, so maybe.
They're still a really good looking guy though. Don't get me wrong, but,
absolutely really good looking.
Yeah.
That's super cool. But it's a really good show. It's freaky and it's good. And you can't stop.
It's
really good.
I like the way that they've done it as well. It's very different. And somehow from that, we kind of wanted to take a break from binge watching different shows because you know it's so easy to just kind of sit there for 20 episodes of something without talking to anyone so we kind of every so often just throw a film in there to you know just get the get the brain working again.
So what film did you watch?
We watched something called The Unicorn Shop.
Was it good? I think it's going to be good.
It is weird.
Oh.
AF.
I have it. I downloaded it, so I'm going to watch it on the plane on my way back.
It is weird, but I actually
can I
really
watch
liked
it on
it.
The plane?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think the trailer was intriguing, so I'm going to watch it as well and tell you what I thought.
I mean, it's got Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson in it.
So then what's not to like?
Yeah, well, this is a thing, you know. And the storyline's really weird. The concept is very weird. It's filmed in a kind of strange way as well. Mm-hmm. But that's what's so cool about it. Definitely check that out and, you know, let me know what you think.
I will. And also, speaking of Netflix movies, The Internet Boyfriend is back with a great movie called The Perfect Date. Do you know The Internet's Boyfriend?
No.
Okay, so The Internet's Boyfriend is Noah Centineo. And he was part of the movie, a great hit movie called To All the Boys I Loved Before, which was released on Netflix last year. And it was just such a huge success. Then they decided to do a sequel that's going to come out pretty soon. But Noah Centineo's name blew up. And then he was tagged the internet's boyfriend, because everybody thought that this was the best boyfriend ever. And then there was this new movie of him last week that was just released, and it was pretty good. And then by the end, I finished watching, and I was like, yes, I'm not 16. This is a high school movie. But I enjoyed it.
Brilliant.
I like these teen movies. I really like them.
Yeah, I weirdly do as well. And
okay,
like,
good. So it's not just me.
No. All of these things, cool. You know, that come out, I'm just like, this is so kind of terrible and stereotypical of an American high school thing, but it's actually really good. Actually, speaking of which, mm-hmm. That reminds me of another series that you have to watch. Sex Education. Or not.
Not because of the title, but I don't know.
It's really funny.
I'll watch
soundtrack,
one episode and then see.
The soundtrack to that entire series is so good. You know, even if you don't like the story, I would watch it just for the soundtrack. It's really good. But the actors feel very real. It's kind of almost like a UK high school type environment, that kind of thing. It's really funny. It has a Gillian Anderson in it as well, from X-Files.
I love Gillian Anderson.
Yeah, she plays.
I loved her in that series, The Fall. Have you watched The Fall?
No.
Oh, you must watch The Fall. It's not a suggestion; it's a demand.
Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, and it's just one of the best British shows you'll ever watch.
Wow, that's
it's just brilliant. Really,
quite,
really
that's
good.
Quite a big statement.
Oh my god, it's good, and it's not that big. It's six episodes per series, and they're only three series, so you can watch it. Like, you can finish a series a day.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Download them and watch them on the flight.
No, I would, but like, you know, there might be other things on the flight.
But that's my problem now. It's like I've watched everything that the flight entertainment systems are just void for me right now.
I think this is kind of one of those things that if you fly just for holidays, you know, by the time you come back, usually the films have changed or something like that.
Yeah.
And you might fly once, twice a year or something like that.
When
you're flying every other week, especially if you're using similar airlines, it becomes a massive problem.
Exactly. So thank you, Netflix, for downloads.
That's basically the main reason why I bought an iPad, actually. But I do have a thing of flying on planes and having the thought that I really need to go to sleep so that, you know, by the time we land, I can wake up and then I'm good to go, kind of thing. But I can't stop myself from scrolling through the entertainment system going, is there something I really want to watch on here? And then sometimes, you know, I might be doing a 12-hour flight and I've watched a film for 11 hours of it.
Oh my God. It's just
not a film, many films.
Don't remind me to my trip to Australia.
How many films did you watch on the way to Australia?
I think three.
Who did you fly with to get to Australia?
Singapore Airlines. Oh, fly Singapore Airlines, Gareth.
Yeah, no, I am.
Amazing. The on the way in to Singapore, it was just a brilliant flight. It was just like the newest of the new Airbus A380.
Yep.
And it was just amazing. It was really, and also get an aisle seat, not an aisle seat, a window seat.
A window seat.
Yes, seat. It's just like a cabin.
Really?
It's so cool. Really, really cool.
Because when I was looking at these online, they were the window seats didn't look so good, but you know.
Mm. Yeah. You're gonna fly from Zurich, right?
No, yeah, so I'm flying. I'm flying to Munich or Frankfurt, and then changing to Singapore Airlines.
You know what? Yeah, I flew to Munich as well. I think no. I flew from Zurich. I came back to Frankfurt, but the one I took from Zurich was amazing. It was the best one out of the four flights.
Sounds good. Really good. I've never flown Singapore Airlines before, so I'll check that out.
I mean, like, Singapore Airlines is amazing, even in economy. So the experience is really good.
Wait, you flew business class?
Of course. Oh, didn't you fly business class? You have to fly business class. That was very pretentious. Okay, yeah. I was like, yeah. Now that when I fly on my own, I was like, I can't be here. This is not right. Yeah. Among the normal people. No, but yeah, it's a luxury and I'm very grateful for it.
I think it's a bit different for you being in Egypt. Mm. Because, you know, you can actually have a business class, like me flying back to London from Switzerland. Business class has just got, there's like a little, what do you call it?
Yeah,
like
the empty seat in the middle.
Yeah, well, that's if you fly with British Airways, which, you know, I can't afford to do. So in Ryanair or EasyJet, you are literally just at the front of the plane. And they just put a little curtain across and that's about it.
Oh, do they treat you any differently?
No, they're still assholes about the whole thing.
So.
No, I
like those economy flying, what are they called? Not flying machines, airlines. These flying airlines are, these economy airlines are actually pretty good. They're good. At least you travel quickly, and also they're always direct, which is really good as well.
I feel like you're backpedaling now because of the business class comment.
Yeah. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
I wasn't, but okay. But okay. What else? Did you see the burning of the Notre Dame?
Yeah.
That was just so bad. It was just like a horrible thing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that I think they've raised over 600 million.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, which is amazing. But there's a lot of controversy now about, you know, it took 48 hours to raise 600 million for that. But yet, there are people starving on the streets, and there are all these other kind of things about how much money's gone into that.
True.
And, you know, I kind of see the point. At the same time, I'm also like, well, Notre Dame has been here before any of us existed. We'll probably be here before, like, when we're all gone as well. So, you know, I don't know how I feel about it, but 600 million in 48 hours is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah. But the thing I felt about it is that it was, seeing it burn was just like, what a loss for humankind, you know? Like, it's just a big part of the world's culture. And then there were like there was what blew me away was the artistry of people putting pictures of Quasimodo singing or crying beside the Notre Dame. That was really cute. There were pictures of this all over Instagram.
Yeah.
So that was really nice. There was one thing that I saw that was really interesting was this a guy took a picture of the Notre Dame, but in the background had a father playing with his daughter. And it was just a beautiful picture, and it was just right before the fire. So this guy has put the picture on online and is saying that please help us find the father and daughter and show them this picture, because this is probably the last happy picture of Notre Dame, and they're featured in it. I don't think they found them yet, but I think this is a lovely story.
The internet will find them.
I think so. I mean, like, I've seen this like 3 times already. Yet the father didn't find it yet.
I'd be very surprised if, like, somebody in Reddit didn't find them, because Reddit is, and I know that I keep going back to this, but it's like one of those things where if you post something, somebody will know the answer to everything.
That's so cool. But what if this guy's been kidnapping this girl, for example?
Then Reddit will find out, and they will basically tell you.
What if it's a completely different story? Ah, I love these twists, but hopefully not. Hopefully the girl is safe and sound.
Yeah.
With that.
Yeah. That kind of escalated a little bit quicker.
That was like, there was this also this comedian that said, American comedian, who said that this Notre Dame fire turned into people bragging about their vacations to Paris very quickly. I thought that was ridiculous.
Actually, yeah. This is a, it's a bit like when somebody famous dies, and I try never to post about it, because then it kind of makes it about you.
I completely agree. Completely.
I think it's like it's different if you've met that person, and I don't know.
They've been in your life, or they've changed your life, or something.
Yeah, but you know, there are plenty of people where, you know, somebody randomly, you know, dies, and then there's this outpour of emotion from them, and you know, up until 2 days before that, they probably never even knew who they were, and it's kind of like why do that? I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. It makes it about them. My thoughts and prayers are with you.
This kind of got very dark.
Okay, so let's lighten up the mood a little bit. Guess who, and speaking also of famous people, guess who is studying law to become a lawyer?
Natalie Portman.
She's a scientist, isn't she? Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
She is. I feel like I have to mention her name once in every podcast.
No, so. I think it's going to be someone. Yeah. Someone else we probably don't like, but like you could least expect this person to be studying law.
Shaquille O'Neal.
No.
He's a flat earther. Kanye
is
West.
He? Did you finish the movie?
Yes.
Okay, and then what did you think?
It's just painful. It's just really painful.
I love the ending.
It explains so many things in the world just by watching that. It explains why Trump got into power, why Brexit's happening, why the anti-vaccination movement is going on as well.
Wait. Trump wants to nominate Ivanka for the World Bank.
Really?
Yes, because she's good with numbers. It's just brilliant, brilliant.
Oh.
It's just a funny guy. I just really miss him. I just kind of secretly wish he stays for the next 8 years so that we just keep having fun.
So this is something that's
kind
of, this is slightly worrying me a little bit, because you know that he's put in his presidential bid for the next election. If he doesn't get into office in the election, then, all of those people like Trevor Noah, John Oliver, all of those late show segments, Stephen Colbert as well, whose entire last 4 years will have basically been about just making fun of Trump.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, well, what do we do now? I mean,
that's funny. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. Like, the career blew up. This is where I get all my news, by the way. I don't watch the news.
From Trevor Noah.
Yeah, no. Like, from all of these guys. So, Trevor, Colbert. This is where I get, because I think the news is very dark and it's also very commercialized. So, I just don't want to have this negativity in my life. So I get my news from comedy shows, and I'm just very happy to just laugh and get to know a little bit about politics, but in a positive light. So
yeah,
I'm enjoying this. Yeah.
I guess the other thing is that, we're not based in the US. So although it kind of affects the world,
affects everybody. Yeah,
it does, but
it's just ruins lives.
Yeah. Mm. Something I did want to mention, cause I saw this morning, and I'm not sure how I feel about it, but I'm also kind of excited about it.
Okay.
Have you seen the trailer for The Mandalorian?
I don't know what that is. I probably haven't seen the trailer.
Okay, so this was released like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay.
And it's basically the next Star Wars film, although it's a series of films. Or maybe it's a mini-series, I don't know.
Is this a Star Wars, part of the Star Wars franchise?
Yes. So this takes place after Return of the Jedi.
Amazing. I have a confession to make. I've never seen Star Wars. Single Star Wars
movie. Oh, my God.
And,
call yourself a borderline millennial.
Definitely, because I was not old enough to watch Star Wars when they came out. No one was born. I don't know, Gareth. Sorry.
This is why you don't understand things like Tesla and
iPads
and zombie films. And
I understand. I just have an opinion. I'm not with the herd.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to talk about the trailer because, if you're not.
Okay. Should we leave the trailer at the end of the thing?
I think that would be good.
We could have Star Wars fans, and please educate us all about how amazing it was.
Well, it's not that it's amazing. It's so there's a character in Star Wars that appeared for a very, very brief moment during the original films.
Mm.
And there became like this big thing around this particular character. Character's Boba Fett, not that, you know who that is, but some of the listeners will probably, I say some of the listeners, pretty much everyone in the world other than Dina will probably know who this is. And so, in the original films, he was only in it for a very short period. Then they made episodes 1 and 1 to 3, which, even though it had Natalie Portman in it, couldn't save it. But they had like some of the backstory of this character. This is about those types of bounty hunters, so it's using the same kind of armor and the coolness of that, and there's like a multiple different episodes of this. I don't know whether it's a series or a set of films, but they've got some pretty pretty cool names for the directors and that kind of thing. So but stay tuned for that, and Dina, once you watch the first Star Wars films, then maybe you'll get into this as well.
Well, I tried to watch once on a plane, and but the problem was like the graphics are really bad on the very first ones, the 4, 5, and 6. So it was.
When you said the graphics, you realize that,
not the graphics, like the quality of the movie is like it was done in the 70s, right? So it was just old, and I don't like old movies. I like shiny new things. I'm sorry. Even your Natalie Portman episodes would be really old looking now that I can't really watch them.
That's.
I'm sorry. And I want to catch up with people, with humanity. I do, but I can't.
but you can't look at the history. Aren't you from Alexandria?
Yes.
You know, the place with the big library that housed, like,
we have a new modern library. The old library was swept by sea, and the one we have now is a beautiful architectural marvel, but it's completely modern.
No, but my point is that, you know, the culturally, that should be your thing, like, you know, historical.
Yeah, Egyptians, yeah. For us, like, culturally, for Egyptians, like, our thing is, oh, we're descendants of pharaohs and whatnot. But, exactly. But that doesn't mean anything. we're still there, like, waiting for the
next big thing.
Exactly. Like the next pyramid.
So, speaking of the next big thing, so Casey Neistat, who I'm assuming who you know who that is.
No, I don't.
Oh, Dina.
Oh, this is funny. This is like taking a turn.
Dina.
Okay. Casey who?
Casey Neistat. Dina.
No. Okay, tell us who this is. And please, listeners, just comment on our Instagram and tell us if you knew who this person is.
I think...
Okay. And I noticed that I said person, because I don't know if it's a he or a she. Who is it?
I feel like you're just trolling me here. You're not... You know who he is.
Continue. No, I really don't know.
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Wow. This is... has been insightful, Dina. So Casey Neistat is one of the original kind of YouTubers,
okay.
Almost like the father of vlogging and that kind of thing. And I remember I was searching for Nike videos, or Nike, if you're
Nike.
Yeah, okay. But in the UK, we call it Nike. so I was searching for Nike videos, and then came across this one video of this guy that was given... like $40,000 or something like that to make a video for Nike's Fuel Band, which at the time I had one of those and just wanted to see what content people were putting out on there. And I came across Casey Neistat then, and it was a bit weird, and I was kind of like, I'm not really sure, because instead of actually doing something with sports, he just traveled around the world and spent the money and then gave the video to Nike and they put it out there. And I was like, couldn't really understand the value of that at the time, because I was kind of thinking, I just want to see what athletes are doing with this thing. So after that, I was just like, oh, I'm not sure. So I watched a couple of his videos, and it was kind of weird. It's about him like talking at a camera, about stuff, a bit like what we're doing with this podcast, I guess. And then
talking on the phone about stuff.
Yeah. So then he created this entire genre of vlogging on YouTube, with, like, you know, electric skateboards and his life in New York and that kind of thing as well. He's one of the biggest YouTubers, not quite as big as like PewDiePie, but
I know who that is.
You know who? Oh, okay, great.
Yes,
because if you were going to say you didn't know who that was either, probably.
I'm sorry. And Logan Paul for the controversy, but continue.
Let's talk about Logan Paul.
Yes.
Oh, so if you know who Logan Paul is, then after all of that happened, actually Casey interviewed him on his channel.
Oh, interesting.
Which is worth watching, because...
So please send us the link as well, and I'll put it at the end of the podcast. This is going to be an interesting...
It's going to be a lot of links.
Yeah, that's good. That makes it rich.
Yeah, I can't remember why I was talking about Casey Neistat in the first place, but...
I have no idea.
But basically, he is the father of YouTube vlogging.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's lots of people that are doing vlogging because of what he's created. So, but Dina, you should definitely check him out. I'm not going to say to the listeners check him out, because I think pretty much everyone knows who he is.
Come on,
it's true though.
My fans. The listeners are my fans.
Okay, let's do it this way. Why don't people leave a comment on our Instagram to let us know whether they know Casey Neistat or not, and basically whether Dina is just a little bit behind or not. Oh, no. I remember why I was talking about this now. So he has a not like a sponsorship, but like a he's like an influencer for Samsung, and he's very open about this as well. Doesn't like all of their products, and you know, sometimes uses an Apple Watch or an Apple phone, Apple AirPods, you know, that kind of thing. So he does like a lot of things with Samsung. He's created films and videos on his channel just using Samsung's latest phones and that kind of thing. And he's got one of the first Samsung Galaxy Fold.
Cool. Okay, I'm going to put definitely a link to that one in the end of the podcast. I'm going to go find that out. Send me those links if you have them.
Yes. So I think that the thing for me is that, you know, it's a cool idea. But I almost feel like Samsung was so desperate to get this folding screen phone out that they didn't really think about it as a phone.
Oh, so you don't think it's practical enough?
It's kind of practical. They just haven't really thought about, you know, when it's folded, it doesn't fold together like that well.
Like the flip phones. I miss flip phones. I really miss them.
You'll love this then. It's like a flip phone, but it flips the other way. Actually, that's actually not that. Because I don't think you can flip it open with one hand or one finger. Like a flip phone, you know.
I haven't seen it yet, to be honest, so I'm going to just go check it out. Put a link on the video of the video.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know what I think next week. Am I going to hand in my iPhone? No. So.
You've already decided that before seeing it.
It's just, I think also like Apple is making it more difficult to change. So the cost of change itself is very high. It's even more expensive than the phone itself.
What do you mean?
So you know this concept of the cost of changing from something to something else, not in monetary value, but in everything else, emotional attachment to something, being all your documents and your content is developed in a certain specific way, the cost of changing then it raises the cost of change to another platform even more than the actual monetary value of the new phone.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I described it very well, but...
I think we get the idea. And it's almost like if you are going to make somebody who has had an iPhone for years and you know, everything is on that phone and they're used to how that works to use a Samsung phone, it'll have to be a big kind of, there has to be a really, really big advantage. In fact, I could link this back to, you know, cars and electric cars. Same sort of thing. There has to be a big advantage for you to go over to an electric car knowing
exactly
that, you know how a normal car performs. And I think with Tesla, they've actually done that.
Yeah.
Just I think with
yeah. Yeah. And Natalie Portman driving a Tesla. That's going to be your new thing.
Oh, do you think she'd come over and, like, you know...
Test drive it?
Test drive it.
Do you think she drives a Tesla? Or an electric car? Or a hybrid, at least?
No, I'm not entirely sure.
I think probably she drives a BMW or something.
Do you think BMW?
Or... I don't know.
I feel like, you know, Natalie Portman is quite classy, so I'm going with Aston Martin.
Yeah, that's too much. No.
Why?
I don't know. Let's try to find out.
Like the big four-door Aston Martin. Because, you know, she's a family person.
Family person. Oh, that's so good.
Or it could be the Porsche Panamera. The big kind of the fat
that's
Porsche.
That's my dream car.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
either a Porsche Panamera or a Porsche Cayenne. These two are my dream cars. Mind you, I have been living without a car for 5 years, and I'm not missing driving, which is like, now that when I drive, I'm like, why am I driving?
See, this is why a Tesla would be perfect, because you press a button, it just takes you there. You get the experience of driving without having to do the work.
Excuse me? What? What?
It's got autonomous driving.
That's not fair for humans.
Why?
Because human error. There was this really like interesting joke in Arabic, but I'm going to try to translate it. They're like, always be aware of others people's stupidity while driving. And if your Tesla has autonomous driving, which is I'm sure is like autopilot and it's like has got the precision of a flight system, others people's stupidity while driving will create catastrophes.
Actually, my driving instructor, when I was just finishing like my driving lessons and I was about to take my test, I remember him saying to me, he goes, the thing that you have to be most aware of is not that you don't know how to drive, it's just your experience for other drivers making mistakes doesn't allow you to account for that quick enough.
Oh, she drives a hybrid.
Which one?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Oh
It
no,
looks like
if
a
it's
Mercedes, probably.
because it was a Toyota
A
Prius, I will
Lexus.
literally.
No, it's a bigger.
I think for me, the Toyota Prius has done more damage for electric vehicles than it has good.
Why?
Because it's like something that has cemented into people's heads that if you want to do good
It's
for
a
the
Lexus
environment,
hybrid.
really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm taking her off the list.
Oh no.
No, seriously though, the Prius was kind of one of those cars that has basically made people that enjoy driving and enjoy cars look at electric cars or hybrid cars as boring, ugly, and just terrible cars to be in. That's kind of what that did. And, they're trying to undo that reputation now. And I think with some of the things that were seen at the Geneva Motor Show a few weeks ago, they're kind of on their way to that. But without the Prius, maybe this would have been an easier journey. In fact, Toyota have come out with a an amazing thing to combat the use of electric cars, like full electric cars, and they're calling them self-charging electric cars.
He told me about that, but then they like, how do they self-charge?
What would the
With the petrol.
with the petrol? Yeah,
Then what's the point?
exactly.
Thank you very much. You still didn't guess who's studying law. And I just
No.
wanted to cover this part because it's just like mind-blowing. Kim Kardashian is studying to become a lawyer.
Was
That's so
close.
cool.
I said Kanye.
Yeah, you were close, he said Kanye. Can you believe that? It's just so weird.
You imagine?
Hiring her as your lawyer. That would
Yeah.
be amazing.
I mean, imagine hiring someone like Donald Trump as your president, but
This is a non-political podcast. Let's keep it
no. Yeah, true.
that
Is it that's not politics though. Stupidity.
Did you see him talking about the oranges of the investigation?
The oranges of the investigation.
So that was brilliant. He was like, we need to talk about the oranges of the investigations. The oranges of the investigation. So he hears himself saying oranges. And then he says, no, the beginnings. Because he wanted to say origins,
Amazing.
but can say oranges. That was just so funny. He keeps repeating, like he said it like three times. He just did, could not say origins.
You know what the funny thing is? In Asia, a lot of countries find Donald Trump so funny, they actually think that he's a cartoon character, not an actual president.
No way.
Yeah. They don't realize that he's, and I'm not saying the entire country, but like there are people in some countries that are just like, oh, this is like a comedy act, not actually somebody that's running the country.
My God.
But this is
Either
not a
he is
political
not.
podcast.
Yeah, it's not. We'll have one political episode, maybe sometime. That's funny. So the next time I see you, or even talk to you, I would have watched Avengers Endgame. It comes out on the 24th in Switzerland, so that's really interesting. It gives us 2 extra days versus the US, which is pretty cool.
I'm kind of annoyed because I have to kind of go and do this in Singapore,
Alone.
alone. Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
Yeah. If anyone listening to this podcast is in Singapore, I don't think we've got any Singapore listeners on the last one, but if you're going to see Avengers Endgame, I'm happy to come with you, just so I don't look like I'm sitting by myself.
So sad. But I heard that it's 3 hours without the intermission, so that's going to be like,
What?
so someone should have a meal and then go.
Speaking of which, this is
Yes.
something that a lot of people probably don't know, but you used to get intermissions in films, especially longer films, where they would sell you extra ice cream and that kind of thing. This still happens in Switzerland. Literally, you get halfway through the film, the lights come on, and everything shuts down, and there's an intermission for like 15 minutes.
Oh, that doesn't happen in the UK?
No, doesn't
Oh,
happen
that
in the
still
US
happens in
either.
Egypt. It happens in Egypt,
Really?
I think, which I always thought was very stupid because, like, I want to finish the film.
Well, the other thing is, it's like, choose the point wisely, but sometimes it's like, you get to this really, really heavy scene where it's like, I just need to tell you this like one thing and this will change your entire life. It's like, what is it? And then it's intermission. You're like, what? I have to wait 15 minutes?
And then also, like, by the time you come back, you forget where it was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really ridiculous. No, I think they still do it in Egypt. Yeah, they still do.
That's
The last movie I watched here was Jumanji last year with my sister and brother. And yeah, my brother-in-law. We went to watch Jumanji and it was really good.
So they remade Jumanji.
Oh, you don't know that.
Oh, it had
You're
the rock in it, didn't it?
exactly. I was just
Oh,
gonna say
okay.
your man crush, the Rock, was there.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
no, it's
I
actually
like The
pretty
Rock.
good. I like it. And they're doing like Jumanji 2 or 3, for Christmas this year. So, you should watch 1 before. No, you should watch 2 before 3 comes out.
Yeah, I love The Rock. I'm just not sure that that's my kind of cup of
Did you
tea.
like the original Jumanji?
It was okay.
Oh, okay. Original Jumanji for me was amazing. I loved it.
So we are like quite a while in, and without wanting to make this episode too long, maybe we should close this off for this week.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll
Think it
put
was
all
a
the
good one.
links.
Beginning was a little bit tough because we were still, I
Still
think,
waking up.
asleep. Yes, we're still waking up or asleep. But yeah, I think it went pretty well. We mentioned Natalie Portman like 4 times and Tesla 3. So let's see
I
what
mean,
we
I
can
only
do next
mentioned
time.
Natalie Portman once, I think, and you mentioned her the rest of the time. So, well, I've
Did
done it
I?
twice now, so.
No, it's not true. Okay. Then we'll see. And then we'll definitely create the poll about on our Instagram once this episode is live about who knows this Casey person, the YouTuber. And then I hope I win. So we want you to go in on our Instagram page,
Yeah, I think we'll do this as a
Borderline
post.
Millennials.
That's
Yeah,
really
so
funny.
a post or a
We'll
poll.
do both a post and a story so that we can get
Yeah. Yeah, we can do the story, and then the results will be recorded on the posts page forever. Okay, I'm now a little bit nervous that I will lose, but I think I'm gonna win.
Yeah, I think the 10 million subscribers on YouTube will probably,
Yeah, now that we're on Apple Podcasts, guys, listen.
Yes.
And I think it's a lot easier to listen now. For those Android users, we appreciate you as well. And Spotify is the way to go.
So Dina,
Yeah.
I think you should say it because you did this last week.
I loved it. I even put it in the notes last time. So So anyway, thank you, Gareth. And until next time, stay on the borderline.
Oh, there it
Bye,
is
guys.
again. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, is Avatar there?
Who?
Avatar.
Can I speak in, please?
This is Kirpal.
Who?
Kirpal.
Okay, 1 minute, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Haji.
Hi. I was just calling because I live down the street from you and your daughter come to my house today and she kicked my dog.
Pardon?
Your daughter come to my house today and she come on my property and then she kicked my dog. And now my dog needs operation.
She kicked your?
She kicked my dog.
She kicked your dog?
Yes.
Which daughter?
The one who just answered the phone.
No.
What?
No.
Yes, she did. I saw her, and then I saw her at your house. And why did she do it?
I don't know. She didn't say.
She did? She's lying. She's lying to you, fucking guy.
Where from you speaking?
I am speaking from my house.
Where do you live?
Down the street from you.
Huh?
You know where I live. My dog. She kicked it, and now I'm going to fuck her.
You live, I know. I don't know.
Don't lie, you fucking guy.
Hey, wait. Don't talk like that.
Fuck you. You know damn right what you do.